You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I gotta tell you, man, I am getting text after text after text from friends that are saying that I'll read one of these texts to you, okay? Hey, Odyssey should support you guys playing in this tournament. Great PR for the station, and you guys can preview the Ryder Cup in addition to covering week one, and same with the CBS Sports. Now, this is, you know, a very good friend of mine who listens on a daily basis, and he did not know that we were playing in this tournament yesterday.
Okay.
I think he turned us on this morning and saw the trophy.
Yeah, of course, which is very noticeable, by the way. Right. The trophy is for first place in the Golf Digest Open's New York leg.
So we're going to have to make a decision pretty quickly. I also want to get your take on Happy Gilmore, too, since everybody's giving their take on Happy Gilmore, too.
Well, first off, full disclaimer. Anything that involves like today's golfers and that they're involved with, I will defend to, I will die on that hill because I want everything that they do to be received well. Like, I just am in that point because I like these guys so much. But I went in with low expectations and I thought it was, I thought it was funny. I mean, I thought that, you know, the ending, of course, was, you know, when they faced off with the new golfers was a little bit over the top, but the entire Happy Gilmore one was also very silly and over the top. You know, with, I mean, think about it. When people are like, oh, this is so unrealistic. Like, okay, Chubbs Peterson died in the first one after Happy chopped the head off of the alligator that ate his hand and showed it to him in a box.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you know, or the way that he ended the, you know, the way he beat Shooter McGavin in the first movie with the stanchion falling down and he had to, you know, make a mini golf putt. Like, I mean, come on. So, yes, it was silly. If that was your criticism of the first one, was silly, too. But I thought Scottie Scheffler was really funny. Mm-hmm. And I thought John Daly was really funny. And John Daly squirting the hand sanitizer in his mouth to me was funny. So that stuff to me was good. And then, you know, Scottie with the guy who's like, my name's 8-Ball. He's like, no, it's not. Your name's Ted. You were my brother's college roommate. He's like, well, I'm 8-Ball now, but tell him I said what's up. Like, that was funny. So there was some good stuff in there. But I did enjoy it. It's not supposed to be Citizen Kane. It's not supposed to be
No, it's not
Forrest
Gump an Oscar or anything.
But it was good.
You know, all right, so I chuckled through it. You know, I was laughing just because you're watching these scenes with these professional golfers and the way that they're interacting with each other is very funny. The fact that they all got into the batting cages and were taking the balls.
Yeah.
And then Rory gets knocked back into the thing. It was very funny.
Yes.
Or whoever that was that got knocked back into the netting. The Bob Barker fight scene in the first movie was basically Scottie Scheffler fighting and then getting arrested and then leading into the arrest. So 74, 75 different cameos from different people. The Eminem thing was funny.
Yeah,
I thought
Jackass.
Yeah, Jackass. I thought that was funny. And, you know, and then the kid that was replacing Jaws.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's not a kid. That's Boban Marjanovic.
Yeah, I know that. But what I'm saying, but he was playing Jaws' son.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought, yeah, yes, funny. Is it, you know, the funniest movie that I've ever gone to a movie theater and saw and was laughing from the moment that it started to the moment that it ended and all the different cameos that movie had. was Tropic Thunder.
Yeah.
So from Wedding Crashers, the top Tropic Thunder, to Old School, to Talladega Nights. I mean, this is not in that group of movies that were just laugh out loud funny. I chuckled during this.
Yeah.
Because Happy Gilmore kind of humor, and I think most of the cameos came off really good.
Yeah, I mean, it was, in no way to me was it bad and not worth putting on. For me, and liking the original, you know, being a original Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison fan, I being such a golf guy right now, I really enjoyed it. But, I mean, I can understand how it's not everybody's cup of tea.
I'd love to see Lee Trevino in it.
Yeah, yeah,
he was in the original.
And, like, you know, Xander, who's like tends to be a little bit of a tight ass, having a good time with the "that's what she said" thing and the dinner, and then, you know, Fred Couples with the eating the desserts. And I mean,
love the fact that Travis Kelce ran him over.
Yeah,
yeah, that was pretty funny.
Bad Bunny was actually very good in the movie as the caddy. So,
and it's great to see Vern Lundquist back.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, it was I liked it.
I mean, so you'd like it, but so you would give it like a 75% Rotten Tomato score?
Like I said, I preface this with I'm going to defend these movies a little more. I'll go B+.
Okay.
So that's more like a 85 to 88, somewhere in there.
I saw a interview that Adam Sandler gave about trying to get all these people together and how when he was reaching out to Eminem, he said, sure, I'll show up. You know, next thing you know, he's on set.
Which is great.
And by the way, did you notice that it was Beacon Hill Country Club?
I did. Yep, of course, because we were just there and they were pointing it out. So I did notice that. And Bryson DeChambeau just did a video with Adam Sandler. You know, he does the break 50 from the front tees. So he just did that video with Adam Sandler, put it out. And it's already got almost 4 million views.
That's so popular for sure, 100%. You know, is it in the pantheon of great comedic movies? No, but did it kind of carry on from what Happy Gilmore 1 was? I'd say yeah.
Wasn't a disgrace, wasn't bad.
I mean, the fact
was fun.
He killed his wife with a long drive, an errant drive.
Well, yeah, but that was sort of like the whole thing in the first movie was after the funeral. Like, his dad got hit by the puck, and then Chubbs fell out the window, and it was like, you know, after the funeral.
I mean, they followed through with the plot lines.
Yeah. Let's go to Chris in Michigan. What's going on, Chris?
Boomer and Geo. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's happening, Chris?
First, I want to say congrats, guys. That's a big deal. Golf Digest. I hope you guys get to make it. I hope you guys enjoy your time at Pebble Beach as well. But I got a question. So, you were off that week. Geo, did you have a surgery by chance to get your tendon in your hip clipped? Or did you make Gina so mad that she broke off her shoe in your ass, possibly, to make you play better?
Yes, Chris, very funny. And if people have watched Happy Gilmore 2, they know exactly what you're talking about. You're focused on the shoe in the ass thing. It's not what I'm talking about. No comment on that, actually. I mean, there's no shoe in my ass, but the surgery thing, I don't know. I can't confirm or deny. That's why I'm turning through the ball just a little bit more, like Haley Joel Osment.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.